Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is with us. Andy, welcome.
Well, happy to be back for a second time this week, Bill.
You got it. We have a lot to discuss. Jerry Remy, Red Sox, and also the World Series and other baseball news notes. So, Andy, let's begin with Jerry Remy.
Yep, Jerry did pass away on Saturday at the age of 60. As we all know, the public invited to pay final respects to him today. Visiting hours from 2 to 8 p.m. at Brasco and Sons Memorial Chapels in Waltham. Instead of flowers, donation in Remy's memory can be made to the Massachusetts General Cancer Center or the Dana-Farber Jimmy Fund.
Gotcha. And we do have a little video up on the post of Jerry telling the story to Don Orsello of his very first Red Sox broadcast back in spring training a number of years ago. So we have that up there you can click on, take a quick listen to that. Andy, what other Red Sox news do you have to report for us?
Well, Xander Bogaerts is planning to opt out of his contract at the end of the 2022 season. Sources say Bogaerts wants to re-up with the Red Sox and finish his career here in Boston. The All-Star shortstop is also willing to switch to second base or third base to make that happen. And also this offseason, the Red Sox plan to focus on a contract extension with third baseman Rafael Devers, obviously two of the key players in the Red Sox lineup at this point. Contracts could be coming due soon, so hopefully they can lock them up for a long period of time.
All right, is it postseason award time for Major League Baseball yet?
Well, we're getting to that point. Some lists of finalists for different awards have been given out so far, and a Red Sox player has been named as a finalist for the Gold Glove Award, as Hunter Renfroe was named for the American League right field. Renfroe joined by Houston's Kyle Tucker and New York's Joey Gallo. Renfroe was tied with the most outfield assists in the Major League Baseball this year with 16, but he also led outfielders in errors with 12. Former Red Sox outfielders Andrew Benintendi of the Royals, Jackie Bradley Jr. of the Brewers, and Mookie Betts of the Dodgers also been named as finalists for a Gold Glove. Jeez, did we have an outfield that looked like that at one point? I think we did.
I know one Red Sox first baseman will not get a nomination for a Gold Glove, but that aside, whatever. Great season, so whatever.
Absolutely. We can't complain too much.
Not at all. Other notes, Andy?
Well, after 4 years at the position, Tim Hyers declined an opportunity to return as Red Sox hitting coach for next season. Sox plan to promote assistant hitting coach Peter Fatsy to the position. Boss initially hired Fatsy in October of 2019. He served as the team's assistant head coach for the past two seasons. Red Sox have also granted permission to the Mets to interview assistant general manager Raquel Fiera for their front office opening. So it could be some other moves being made in the front office and obviously in the coaching area for the Red Sox for the upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other notes, Andy, on the players before we shift to a couple of other topics?
Well, we do have Franchi Cordero. He's a favorite out there. At least some people like to think so. He's always being talked about. But he was one of the players we received back for Andrew Benintendi. Benintendi had a nice solid season for the Royals. As I mentioned, a Gold Glove finalist. Oh. Franchi Cordero could not hit his weight. Had trouble staying on the field between Pawtucket and Worcester. But Red Sox did release him. He did clear waivers. So guess what? He's back in Worcester. So you may see him again next season. I can't wait.
You always tell us, Andy, what is on NESN Plus today, the Red Sox highlight feature. What is on NESN Plus today?
Well, it's kind of a twofold classic. They're doing the best of Dwight Evans this week, and they've been running games from 1988, which happens to be the first year that Jerry Remy was a color analyst in the booth for NESN. So you get a little bit of Dwight Evans, and you get a lot of Jerry Remy, which is great for this week. First pitch at 3 o'clock. It's a game for September the 17th of 1988, Red Sox beating the Yankees 3-1 at Fenway. Evans hit a home run. Bruce Hurst tossed a complete game three hitter.
Yeah, I bet if I was watching that game, I was probably had a full head of hair back then. There you go. Yeah.
Well, that might make two of us.
No doubt about it.
All right, World Series. Time for our wrap-up there, and I know you must be a little happy that your Braves, as they are here in the postseason, won the World Series.
Yep, they did. They took it in the sixth game, beating the Astros 7-0, winning the series 4-2 for the Braves, their first championship since 1995. In Game 6, the Braves got home runs from Jorge Soler, Dansby Swanson, and Freddie Freeman. Starting pitcher Max Fried threw six scoreless innings to get the win. Braves outfielder Jorge Soler was named the Willie Mays World Series MVP, hitting three home runs. He also becomes the second Cuban to win the World Series MVP after Levon Hernandez did it for the Marlins back in 1997. Braves outfielder Jock Peterson became the ninth player in history to win the World Series in back-to-back seasons with two different teams. Peterson was on the Dodgers last year. And if you're interested in going to it, the Braves are holding their championship parade in Atlanta tomorrow.
Oh, man, great stuff. Some things I would never have come up with. That's huge. That's good stuff.
We're digging deep. We're digging deep for the insider.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, it. I don't know if it ever pays off for any of those learners of this feature, but, hey, some great stuff. All right. Hey, you know, there was Election Day this week here around the country for certain cities and towns, and you have a baseball election result to share with us.
Yeah, former Red Sox manager Bobby Valentine, he lost a close race on Wednesday for the mayor of Stamford, Connecticut. It would have been interesting to see Bobby V leading a city. He had hard enough time leading the local nine in his 1 year in the dugout, but it was a real close race. He was a Stamford guy and thought he'd have a chance, and he almost did. So the question will be, will he run again in the future? We'll have to see.
Okay. Yeah, he's been he's worked in the town or city government down there, right, for the last number of years, right?
He has, absolutely. So, yeah, may not have seen the last of Bobby V.
I guess there's always we can't all be I'm blanking out the La Russa. We all can't be him hanging in the game all those years. Yeah, Tony La Russa. Yeah.
Who knows? Bobby V could even be back in a dugout sometime soon. Who knows at this point?
Exactly, right? Now that the political thing's not working out for him. Okay, other Major League Baseball notes to close us out, Andy?
Yeah, a couple things were announced yesterday that Giants catcher Buster Posey is going to announce his retirement today. Posey played his entire 12-year career with the Giants. He won the NL MVP back in 2012. He was the 2010 National League Rookie of the Year, 7-time All-Star. He won the National League batting title in 2012. He retires with a .302 average. He won a Gold Glove in 2016 and a 3-time World Series champion. So no doubt that Buster Posey will be heading to the Hall of Fame when his time comes up on the ballot. And also yesterday, Astros announced that manager Dusty Baker will be back at the helm in 2022.
I think, wasn't it a week ago you talked about the collective bargaining agreement with baseball that's up at the end of next month? Does that sound right?
Yeah, it's actually at the end of this month. The bargaining agreement actually expires December 1st. At 11:59 p.m., it'll be ninth work stoppage in baseball history. The first in 26 years could start December 2nd if the owners' union and the players don't, and the owners don't get themselves organized and get a settlement. I think that's pretty hard to fathom. It's going to happen in that short span of time. So do expect some kind of lockout after December 2nd. That means no players will be able to sign as free agents. There'll be no trading going on. So once they finally get things organized, there'll be a slew of moves being made, but who knows? They could shock everybody and get a deal done within this month here, but I wouldn't count on it.
And Andy, I don't want to be a wise guy, but there aren't many games scheduled in December, are there?
Not as of yet. I mean, if the World Series continues into November like it has been the last couple of years, anything is possible at this point. So, but there's always the Caribbean League. You can watch the Winter League games that they have down there. So I know MLB Network will be showing some of those games throughout the winter, so there's some baseball to watch out there. I'll find it. Don't worry.
You got it. All right. Andy, always good talking with you. Enjoy the off season now that it has started, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSONewsSports.com.